Intercessory Prayer, Chapter 1, An Introduction to Prayer. Key Verses. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. Introduction. This chapter introduces the subject of prayer. You will learn the definition of prayer and the importance Jesus placed on it. You will learn how prayer is answered and the different levels and types of prayer. The definition of prayer. Prayer is communicating with God. It takes different forms, but basically it occurs when man talks with God and God talks with man. Prayer is described as calling upon the name of the Lord, Genesis chapter 12, verse 8. Crying unto God, Psalms chapter 27, verse 7, and chapter 34, verse 6. Drawing near to God, Psalms 73, verse 28, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Looking up, Psalms 5, verse 3. Lifting up the soul, Psalms 25, verse 1. Lifting up the heart, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 41. Pouring out the heart, Psalms 62, verse 8. Pouring out the soul, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15. Crying to heaven, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 20. Beseeching the Lord, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. Seeking God, Job chapter 8, verse 5. Seeking the face of the Lord, Psalms 27, verse 8. Making supplication, Job chapter 8, verse 5, and Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 7. Prayer is not just talking to God, but it involves listening also. Prayer is communication, and a one-way conversation does not last long. When you pray, expect God to speak to you. Most often he will do this through his written word or by a still small voice that seems to speak to your heart. Sometimes he will give you a vision or interpret back to your spirit what you have prayed in your heavenly prayer language. Don't just rush in and dump all your requests on God and then end your prayer. Allow time for him to speak to you. He will give answers to your questions, guidance for the day ahead, and help you order your priorities. Sometimes he will give you a special message of encouragement to share with someone for whom you are interceding. When you pray, there is no one approved posture for prayer. You may pray while standing, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22, Mark chapter 11, verse 25, bowing down, Psalms 95, verse 6, kneeling, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 13, Psalms 95, verse 6, Luke chapter 22, verse 41, and Acts chapter 20, verse 36. Falling on your face, Numbers chapter 16, verse 22, Joshua chapter 5, verse 14, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 16, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Spreading out your hands, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 13. Lifting up the hands, Psalms 28, verse 2, Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. How prayer is answered. The Bible reveals that prayer is answered immediately at times, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, Daniel chapter 9, verses 21 through 23, delayed at times, Luke chapter 18, verse 7, different from our desires, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 9, beyond our expectations, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, and Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. The prayer life of Jesus. Prayer should be important to us because it was important to the Lord Jesus. Jesus is our greatest model of intercessory prayer. Study each of the following references about the prayer life of Jesus. Jesus made prayer a priority. He prayed any time of the day or night. Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. Prayer took priority over eating. John chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. Prayer took priority over business. John chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. He taught prayer to his disciples. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Prayer accompanied any event of importance in his life. At his baptism, Luke chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. During the first ministry tour, Mark chapter 1, verse 35, and Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Before the choice of the disciples, Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. Before and after feeding the 5,000, Matthew chapter 14, verses 19 and 23, Mark chapter 6, verses 41 and 46, John chapter 6, verses 11 and verses 14 to 15. At the feeding of the 4,000, Matthew chapter 15, verse 36, Mark chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Before the confession of Peter, Luke chapter 9, verse 20. Before the Transfiguration, Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. At the return of the 70, Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, and Luke chapter 10, verse 21. At the grave of Lazarus, John chapter 11, verses 41 to 42. At the blessing of the children, Matthew chapter 19, verse 13. At the coming of certain Greeks, John chapter 12, verses 27 to 28. For Peter, Luke chapter 22, verse 32. For the giving of the Holy Spirit, John chapter 14, verse 16. On the road to Emmaus, Luke chapter 24, verses 30 through 31. Prior to his ascension, Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. For his followers, John chapter 17. Before his greatest trial, Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 27, and Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 23, and Luke chapter 22, verses 17 through 19. Levels of prayer. There are three levels of intensity in prayer: asking, seeking, and knocking. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. Asking is the first level of prayer. It is simply presenting a request to God and receiving an immediate answer. In order to receive, the condition is to ask. Ye have not, because ye ask not. James chapter 4, verse 2. Seeking is a deeper level of prayer. This is the level of prayer where answers are not as immediate as at the asking level. The 120 gathered in the upper room, where they continued in prayer, is an example of seeking. These men and women sought fulfillment of the promise of the Holy Spirit and continued seeking until the answer came. Acts chapters 1 to 2. Knocking is a deeper level. It is a prayer that is persistent when answers are longer in coming. It is illustrated by the parable Jesus told in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10. It is also illustrated by the persistence of Daniel, who continued to knock despite the fact he saw no visible results, because Satan hindered the answer from God. See Daniel chapter 10. Types of prayer. Paul calls for believers to pray always with all prayer. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Another translation of the Bible reads, praying with every kind of prayer. This refers to the various types of prayer, which include 1. Worship and praise. You enter into God's presence with worship and praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalms 100, verse 4. Worship is the giving of honor and devotion. Praise is thanksgiving and an expression of gratitude, not only for what God has done, but for who he is. You are to worship God in spirit and in truth. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24. Worshipping God in truth means that you worship him on the basis of what is revealed in the Word of God. To worship him in spirit is to do so sincerely in the power of the Holy Spirit from your innermost being, putting him first above all others. When you worship in spirit, you allow the Holy Spirit to direct your worship. You do not use man-made formulas or rituals of worship. You do not just repeat chants or prayers with your mind somewhere else. Instead, you open up the innermost recesses of your heart and mind and lift praise and adoration to him in your own words. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will take over completely, and you will begin to worship in the other tongues of your prayer language. Praise and worship can be with singing. Psalms 9, verse 2 and 11, Psalms 40, verse 3, and Mark chapter 14, verse 26. Audible praise. Psalms 103, verse 1. Shouting. Psalms 47, verse 1. Lifting up of the hands. Psalms 63, verse 4, 134, verse 2, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Clapping. Psalms 47, verse 1. Musical instruments. Psalms 150, verses 3 to 5. Standing. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 19. Bowing. Psalms 95, verse 6. Dancing. Psalms 149, verse 3. Kneeling. Psalms 95, verse 6. Lying down. Psalms 149, verse 5. 2. Commitment. This is prayer committing your life and will to God. It includes prayers of consecration and dedication to God, his work, and his purposes. 3. Petition. Prayers of petition are requests. Requests must be made according to the will of God as revealed in his written word. Petitions may be at the levels of asking, seeking, or knocking. Supplication is another word for this type of prayer. The word supplication means beseeching God or strongly appealing to him in behalf of a need. 4. Confession and repentance. A prayer of confession is repenting and asking forgiveness for sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 5. Intercession. Intercession is prayer for others. An intercessor is one who takes the place of another or pleads another's case. It is upon this type of prayer that the remainder of this manual focuses.